talking about. Who is not with his Bibles? Who is not with a Bible, sorry, rather? Okay, it's going to be a long time, but don't worry, there will be times for rest. But the time for rest will not be really like rest, but it will be rest, depending on what you see as rest. Amen? So ensure you rest when they say you should rest, so that you don't rest when you ought not to rest. Amen? Say rema. Amen, amen. So, okay, thank you for reminding me. All phones switched off, please. If your phone is with you, please switch it off. Don't say it's on flight mode, switch it off. From now till you leave this place, you are not permitted to put in your data. Amen. You are not permitted to put on your data from now till you leave. Variety. Is that a bondage? Does it look like a strange thing? Unfathomable? Unless, of course, you're on special duty and you will be receiving mails. But if it's mails from your grandma, grandpa, ex, and future, please switch it off. And I said there will be zero tolerance for gist, like just zero, zero. I will talk to you like you have never seen before in your life. So just don't bother. Okay? There's something in you, but I said, your Ricky, I will give it to you. So please don't tempt me. This is what I know to do best, is retreat form of stuff, not just come and rush away. Pastor, it's 8 o'clock. You are going home. Amen? So please, let's make the best of this time that we have here. Praise God. Okay. To start with, of course, we won't start with demons. We start with Jesus. Amen. So our salvation, past 11. So when you hear something past 11, you didn't know what is in part 1 to 10. When you are hearing that Noah is the same as Jesus, just keep quiet. Don't talk, but get the message. Of course, Noah is not Jesus. So you understand what I'm saying? And all the prayers that we have been taking, they are still geared towards something. So kindly follow us in the remaining, how many hours from now to 6? P.M. How many hours? Okay, do you want to count? Roughly 16 or more. Oh, glory to God. So, of course, as ministers, you must ensure to take things line upon line. Now, this means, let me just tell you, I love to be very plain. I won't tell you not to sleep, but when you sleep for 3 minutes, like if you are feeling very dizzy, this is how to do it. Doze for 3 minutes. That will not take away your salvation. 3, 4, 5 minutes. Then your eyes will be awake. But if your own dozing is that, it will not clear till 30 minutes. Just stand up. Is that clear? At least that's why we... And don't forget, that's 6 o'clock. The key is in my hands. Praise God. So, let's... And I know how to synergize everybody together. Thank God. My eyes goes to and fro. I'm seeing you, Bratolu. Your eyes is so discouraging. You look like we should just end now. When we're about to start. Come on, you're a minister. Praise God. So, it's not just unnecessary repetition, but for the sake of men around us, we must take things line upon line. We must take things line upon line. We must learn to explain some concept over and over again. It's possible that can teach one topic, it will just be twisting the word and it will teach it for over 40 sessions. Praise God. So, because, see, man needs repetition. Same way when you are in, when we are up in primary and nursery school, the tool to just teach us things was just repetition. Just keep saying it over and over again, A, B, C, D, and the rest, until you understand what is being said. So also, sorry to say, as we are growing up in faith, maybe I didn't know the level, your age in the spirit. Some of you are 0.2 months old. Some of you are 51 years old in Adam, but half year old in Christ. Praise God. So we use repetition. Repetition. Okay, so there's a question we are just going to ask and answer today. How can man please God? How do you please this God? We have seen that he doesn't like all our daily confession of sins. We have seen that, you know, he said if you even coming to VG, that is not pleasing God. Dropping big offerings, not pleasing God. Sacrifice, everything, he's not pleasing God. So how can God be pleased? Please follow me carefully in what we'll be saying. It's not deep, but just follow. Praise God. So God himself answered these age-long questions in the clearest possible way. How can man please God? He himself answered this question. Matthew 3, verse 17. Matthew 3, 17. Ensure your neighbor is opening his Bible. And save me the time of telling you to open. You have to open. Spiritual growth comes by opening. I think there's a session I want to take. Ingredients of spiritual growth. You see, number one, Bitter Cola. Number two, Nescafe. So the ingredients of spiritual growth. Amen. Don't quote me. So Matthew 3:17. So please ensure you open your Bible. It's vital. Like, don't even, if I say John 3, if I quote, if I mention it 10 times today, you open, you read it again. Okay, thank you. One, two, go, let's read. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom, again, see it. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom, so where is the pleasure of God? In the Son. Where is God pleased? In the Son. So, it's a wrong question to ask God that I want to please you, that how can I please you? Man is not expected to please God. Praise God. Man is not expected to please God. Christ is the pleasure of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Christ is the pleasure of God. You are not called to run a race of pleasing God. It's a rat race. You will never finish it. Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Let me repeat it again. Maybe in your old church, you are not used to opening Bible. You must unlearn. Is it relearn or learn? You must unlearn that. You must offload. Is it offload? You must, yes, it's offload. You must offload that from your medulla. That attitude of the pastor will quote five scripture, you will open the one, maybe when, if he now mentions Zephaniah, say, okay, that one is strange. Let me open that one. Romans, okay, it should be normal thing. It's not normal. Praise God. You will take off that attitude. There are some people that, even when there are some messages that when I'm listening to them, I don't even listen to them just with headset. It must be with headset and my Bible. Or else you will not understand Jack. Or else you will not be able to reproduce it. Praise God. So let's flow. So just don't bother. Don't let me make you stand up today. Okay, and God said, Genesis 1:26, let us what? Make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27, want to go, everybody? Yes. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So go to Colossians 1 verse 12. Colossians 1. So he said, I want man in my own image. I want man in my likeness. So glaring from Colossians 1 verse 12, I'll first explain some stuff here before I get to verse 17, I think that I'm going. Colossians 1 verse 12, giving thanks, as many of you know, you have alarm for extra cool. Doesn't still work? Brother Joshua talking now, don't you do it again. Does it still work? Okay, no more extra, okay, just use WhatsApp call, have you? Okay. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, who hath made us meet to be what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Again, read again. Giving thanks unto the Father, who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, okay, like, just take this line upon line today. I mean, for this hour, the word means there means he made you sufficient. That's ikano in the Greek. Hikano. He made you sufficient. He rendered you fit. Say, I am rendered fit. Say, I am rendered fit. It's a rebellion in edifying assembly for pastor to say after me. You didn't say it. That means you belong to the unedifying assembly church of God. Say, I have been rendered fit. That is why there are some prayers that they are irrelevant. God, may I not go home the same way I came? You will go home the same way you came if you are not doing what pastor says you do. Pray. You will go home the same. It's not because it's normal. You have to go home the same. God is pleased for you to go home the same. Hallelujah. Because it's not about, like I've said this in this church, that I said, anytime you are hearing it's prayer time, if your leg is tired, understandable, your toe is tired, your eyebrow is tired, your teeth is tired, your ear is tired, your attachment is tired. What else is in your body? Every part of your body is tired. One thing must not be tired. Your tongue. Don't take the tongue away from the activity. That is the only thing called prayer. Everything else, you're running up and down, is just to retain that consciousness, that alacrity that I'm doing something. That alertness. The tongue. So once you suspend this one, you are not praying. You are not in the meeting. Like you are sitting in front, it's not the point. You are not in the meeting. Praise God. Good. So, I am saying the word means death, means God has rendered you fit. Say, I am rendered fit. Say, I have been made sufficient. It means to equip you with adequate power to perform the duties given to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I have been equipped with adequate power. Say, I have been equipped. I have been equipped with adequate power. Hallelujah. Say, I have been equipped to perform. See verse 13. Somebody says, send this into my WhatsApp message yesterday. He quoted Colossians 1:13. He said, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the sun? And I say, I decree and declare, you will be delivered from the kingdom of darkness. And I can show you, you see there. This I will have loved to cover the name of the person. And yes, now we put up in him there. I decree and declare. You will be delivered from the power of darkness. Can't you see what is there? Is it who will? No. Who acts? Say, I have been delivered from the power of darkness. Oh, Jesus, it's too early. I think you have not been delivered. Okay, now, because I really want to take this, you cannot even rush me. There's no point. We are here. Now, so there's nothing that, also rush and let's finish. What's rushed away? So, well, delivered. Amen. Please, I love this one. In the Greek, the word delivered means to rush to draw somebody to oneself. Like, he rushed to draw you to himself. He rescued you to himself. Please put that latter part, to himself. That's Roma A. Roma A. R-H-U-O-M-A-I. In the Greek. He took you out to bring you in. Say, God took me out to bring me in. So he didn't leave you. He didn't just deliver you and you are left hanging in the blues. You are left hanging somewhere in the Milky Way. No. He took you out to bring you in. Praise God. Say, I have been delivered from the power of darkness, from the authority of darkness. Now, darkness there actually means obscurity. It means ignorance. And I have told you, the devil rules in ignorance. If you are looking for the kingdom of darkness, don't just first look for charms and guns and knives, no, kidnappers, no. Look for where there is ignorance. In fact, look for those who are loud in their ignorance. That is the power of darkness. That would mean we have the power of darkness in several missions, several church. Praise God. Now, he said he translated. Hallelujah. I love this one. He translated. He carried, it's like he carried you on his shoulder. It's not your choice. Which one do you do yourself in Colossians 1:13? Look at it. Look at your Bible. Show me your responsibility in that place. Who delivered you from the power of darkness? Who? Who said God? Giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet to be qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. What did he do? He delivered you from the. So are you the one that translated yourself into the kingdom? So the responsibility of entering heaven or of remaining in the kingdom, or whatever you call the kingdom in that place, is it on you? Is on who? God, the Father. Hallelujah. Say, he took me out and brought me in. Say, I'm in reconciliation. I'm in favor. That is where I am now. That is where I remain. That is my default state. I am in reconciliation. Hallelujah. He reconciled you. Now, see verse 14. Verse 14, what's there? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So, what is the meaning of redemption? What is the meaning of redemption, sirs? The forgiveness of sin. Okay, and can we rephrase the name of this great church, RCG, right now? Instead of the redeemed Christian Church of God, how else can we call them? The forgiven. Wow. And I've told you before, I said, the name, everything is tautology. What a great revelation. The day I saw that, I said, hey, I will see some things in our Sunday school manual, and it will be, wow, what a contradiction to who we are. It's not Pastor Debo that I even saw that name, it is Pastor Akindayomi, that is the founder of RCG, that God gave the name. He said, call them the redeemed. Past tense, not the redeeming, the Christian, the church of God. Tautology. The same thing, repetition in three times. So yeah, you can also call them FCCG, the forgiven Christian church of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is the meaning of redemption? Forgiveness of sin. I have emphasized that seriously in this series, that the believer exists forgiven. There's a difference between a man that will be forgiven if he sins and a man that, as he is, he exists forgiven. Oh, glory to God. Of course, the word redemption in the Greek, that is apolotrosis, right? That means complete. That is APO. It's not APO in over there, no. APO means complete, and lutro means ransom. So it means he paid a complete ransom. Ooh, hallelujah. Say complete ransom. I'm saying redemption in the place. Actually, in the Greek, it's called apolotrosis. It means complete ransom. Complete ransom. Complete ransom. Why can't a believer go to hell? He has a full ransom in Christ. That is why when you are discussing salvation, is an error to start talking about individual sins, individual's uprightness. This one is fear, this one is dark, this one is from a bad background, this one smokes weed, this one smokes codeine, this one, you know, diversities of sin, but the same old man. So, I will put it this way, that there are diversities of sin, but the same blood. Hallelujah. Say the same blood. Say diverse sins. Same blood. Took care of all. Hallelujah. Unless what you did wrong is not called sin. If it is sin, same blood. Say same blood. If there is any other offense that will not be called sin, then you can go to hell. But if what you did wrong is called sin, hallelujah, then the blood is available. Hallelujah. Say, I have full ransom. Say, I have complete ransom in Christ. And the word forgiveness means, that is aphesis in the Greek, aphesis, aphesis. It means freedom. Ooh. Deliverance. Liberty. Remission. How many of you have gone for monthly deliverance before? One. Don't lie. Two. No, they raised it up. You didn't go. They call you, didn't go. Say, leave me at my demon. I'm not going anywhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. No Christian needs deliverance. Why? Because it takes deliverance to be a Christian. Are you with me, brethren? You don't need deliverance. Why? Because you are called who you are because you are delivered. Okay, so say I have deliverance in Christ. If you are tired, I will just keep saying it. Say I have deliverance in Christ. Say I have complete deliverance in Christ. Say deliverance from judgment. Say deliverance from the appetite of sin. Say I have it all. In Christ. So anyone that is saying, I want to be free from one addiction, hey, you are focusing on the wrong thing. You have deliverance in Christ. I'm struggling with this, struggling with that. Hey, man, you have deliverance in the same Christ. In the same person in whom you are forgiven, in him is your liberty still. Praise God. In him is your liberty still. Now, verse 15, this is where I'm actually going. This is where I'm going to say, so now I read Genesis 1:26. Maybe seeing what's the correlation between that and this. So 1:15, one to go, yes. What's there? Who is the image of the invincible God? The firstborn of every creature. Who is the image? Image. Now, please, if you're not writing things, you have to write this one down. That image in the Greek is written E-I-K-O-N. Icon. E-I-K-O-N with some type of marks on it, which I don't understand. Now, that's the word image. It means the representation. This is what I like. It means the resemblance. It means the profile. Wow. So, Put profile in verse 15 and let us read it together. Put profile in verse 15 and let us read together. Want to go? Yes. Who is the profile of the invisible God? Wow. The firstborn of. Now, on your profile, on your Facebook, like you see age, born 1990, because you want to deceive people, you put 1925 or something. You put marital occupation. I work with Facebook, Google Nigeria or Microsoft, you know, system designer. You see some people, you see their CV, you say, what? You're not going to check. You just did work. Lives where? Banana Island. Checking. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he said Jesus is the profile. Now we really have to look at that. That's strong. He used the word invisible. That's it, but Jesus is a profile of that invisible God. I wrote this down in my notes. I said the epistle called God, that is the Father. The epistle called God invisible. I said, so don't plan on seeing God when you get to heaven. Why? The epistle called God invisible. So don't plan on seeing the Father when you get to heaven. All you will see there is who? Same Christ. Have I discouraged you from going to heaven? What do you want to go and see? John 14. John 12. John 16. John 6. I am my Father. John 11. John 10. I am the resurrection, I am the life. Matthew 11. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Hallelujah. So, you may not really find the Father there. Praise God. I will leave that one for another study. So, the knowledge of Jesus that you reject now is what you will see there. You can get that message, why the epistle. I know part 2 will be coming soon. Why the epistle should be on our site. So, verse 16, Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Wow. I think we have seen this in the other series, our Jesus. Verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 18, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, when he was saying in Genesis 1:26 that I want man in my own image, he was saying I want man where? In Christ. Wow. This is just so much. See all these credentials. And this is the same Jesus that a lot of people are trying to zone out of their ministry today. We are just trying to cage him out, pursue him out. See, it is futile to do ministry without the word. It is futile, it is fruitless to do ministry without the consciousness of this Jesus. Say this Jesus. Oh, glory to God. So him you reject today, you will meet him in eternity. No, you are born again. You will meet him there. Praise God. Verse 19, Colossians 1:19. This is just so cute. Colossians 1:19. Want to go? For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness. Hallelujah. What should dwell in him? All fullness. Are you looking for justification? In the Son. Forgiveness? In the Son. Sanctification? In the Son. Your destiny? In the Son. Fulfillment? In the Son. Healings? In the Son, deliverance, in the Son, it pleased the Father that what in him should all the fullness dwell. Glory, glory, glory. glory, glory, glory. Say, Jesus is the pleasure of the Father. Hallelujah. Say, I don't seek to please God. I am in Christ. Hallelujah. No, Christ does what God likes. I'm just in Christ. That's my beginning. That's my end. No striving. Oh, in Christ alone, right? My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm to the fiercest storm. What height of love, what depth of peace, where faces still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all. In the flow. Verse 20 is so nice. See what he said in verse 20. Are you there? Are you there? Good. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether things in earth or things in heaven. Wow. So when he was saying he wants man in his own image, he was saying, I want man to be in Christ. So you can see that Jesus, he was there from Genesis 1. Praise God. He's saying, I want man to be in Christ. Now, the issue here is that every being of God have free will. Everything created of God have free will. So all things that God want to give man will be found in Christ, not in man. I take that again. Everything that God wants to give man will be found where? In Christ. So how can man please God? Just be in Christ. Shekinah. Just simple. He is the image of God. He is a signature of God. You can write it down this way. He is the approval of God. Say, Jesus is the approver of God. See, I will shape your day today. Like, I really want to shape some of you are only used to seeing scary visions when you sleep. You must start seeing new things. Okay? You'll be seeing how you are approved, how you are justified, how you are welcome home. I think it can come like a wedding ceremony. Yeah? God is not saying you marry next month. He's just telling you that you have been accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. So if after this teaching, rejoice. Rejoice. Come and sit in my chair. Come here. In the name of Jesus. So if after this, you just saw a vision that you are in the wedding ceremony, don't worry. Don't rush. Joshua, don't rush, okay? It's just God saying you have been what? Accepted in the beloved. Praise God. If you say something, it's not typology. It's real. You are accepted. In the beloved. You don't use it for dual application. Single. Accepted in the beloved. So John 6. Jesus is God's destination for man. Sorry, I'm my only disciple. Don't sleep. Let me check your eyes, man. Sleep, go, sleep, go, sleep, go, sleep, go. Sleep, sleep, sleep. You saw that picture of, I saw that video of the man of God that is doing WWE. Carrying me. Okay, thank God you didn't see it. Ah! You saw the video? He's doing deliverance for a man. He carried him. Okonga. When your calling is in wrestling. Jesus. God bless our Igbo brethren in Onitsha. Weka Road. Sorry, pardon me for that. John 6, 26. I remember, is it not over 2 years right now? That I can't forget that scene. That was the time that Pastor Ari made one post about maybe it's somebody. And a guy is from the same street in Onitsha too. The guy now went. Now say he puts Pazari's rap picture. He says, it's not you that he said, you think you are born again, you are good to hell. Like, I don't know if you don't know what I'm saying, it may not be funny to you. But that's funny. Eh? People are just trying to do ministry. Amen. A lot of people just trying to do it. How can you carry a human being? Are you true him? At least do it by the power of God. Okay, at least lay hands on his head and push him. At least that one, we know you are just trying to trick it. So it's not tricking. He carried him, and the guy really, like, I think he's a bit, he has some small packs, which he, not six packs, so just small packs. Small packs. And you carry the one be like this. And the guy, I know he's conscious. What is the issue? Can't he run away? And someone chew you. Not once, well. I just pray it's delivered. Amen. Or else you just be exercising futility. You know, I think going to get to those deliverance thing. I remember the time when we were in school, we were trying to induct our new escorts, RCF then. There's one girl there, she was stubborn. We know that she was stubborn. Somebody is that stubborn, yet you want to make her an escort. You know, everybody was just trying to lay hands on her, lay hands on her, lay hands on her. I was like, "Father, physical creeping. What are we looking for? Just fall, just submit. That's submission. My power. Creeping. Glory to God. John 6:26. Say Christ is God's destination for man. John 6:26, when you go home, you say, I fasted to learn salvation. Selah, all you have been fasting for all your years is to get a new job, to get a new boo, to exchange your past bay. Oh, you fast this time to understand who you are. So as you are praying, I listen to your prayer point, I am saying, Father, that contract. But you are blessed, eh? Amen. You are blessed with all good things. John 6, 26. Okay, want to go? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Hold on. See it again. Read 26 again, slowly. Yes? Now, 27. Read, yes. For him, as God the Father sealed. Hallelujah. Now, from that 26, you can see that men can be receiving miracles, working miracles, yet rebelling to the intention of God. They can be seeking miracles, receiving miracles, yet rebellious to the intention of God. Hallelujah. So to you, what I will say to you is that you should receive the thought of God and you should work miracles. Receive God's thought and receive his miracles. That should be in the series about Jesus that we studied all those, is this Psalm 78? Who remembered? Is this Psalm what? 78 or 79 or 76? Now, 28. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? 29, want to go, everybody? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. What is the work of God? To believe on him whom? Hallelujah. So how simpler do you want us to teach eternal salvation? How simpler can it be? He said, this is the work of God. Believe on whom the Lord has sent. Rush to Hebrews chapter 4. I'm still rushing now. I think if I'm slow, you'll be sleeping. So God is not pleased with any striving of man. No, the other name for this series is In Defense of Eternal Salvation. Hallelujah. In defense, I think maybe in the morning we now continue what we are studying yesterday. Hebrews 4 verse 9. Oh, 2 days ago, rather. Are you there? Okay, good. Let's read together. I want to go. There remaineth therefore a rest. Come on, some people are not there. Let me inspect your neighbors. Brashim is a. Are you there? Eh? Two to one. It's your own. What happened to your own? Okay, you forgot it somewhere. Are you good? You are so far from the Bible. I will snap you and send you your bow. Is everybody there? Is everybody there? Who is not there? Hebrews 4 verse 9. Good. Thanks a lot. Now, yes, let's read together. I want to go. Yes. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. Wow. Read it again. Verse 9 and 10. Want to go? There remain therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own work as God did from his. Hallelujah. So even after sin setting, is he saying, there is a rest for the people of God? The sin did not take away the intention of God. God is still communicating the same thing he said in Genesis chapter 1. Praise God. Are you with me, everybody? So, what will please God is what Jesus will do about sin. Since sin has now entered, what will please God will be what? What Jesus will also do about sin. Let me explain this way. Before, there was no sin. God said, I want man to be in Christ. He's saying, Christ is my pleasure. You just be in him. So even after man's sin in Genesis chapter 3, after sin entering the world, what will still please God is not what you will do about sin, but what who the same Jesus that you rejected will do about sin. Are you with me? Emoji, are you here? Hallelujah. Be here. You have to be here because I am here. I am he whom the scripture spoke about. That is false doctrine. Praise God. What's wrong? Don't go anywhere, system. Some of you are blinking eyes to my system for you to go off. It's a lie. I will charge it from there. Don't die. Something just showed me one something that people say you should close it. Say, yeah, close. Pick hard copy. Okay, Hebrews 9. It will be pleased only with what? Who? Please, I just want you to follow me. About sin, he is pleased only with what? Who? Jesus will do about sin. Ratolu, not what you will do about sin in your dream. Some people confess their sin on earth, they will still confess it in the dream. Captivity gone rogue. Rogue nation. So he is only pleased with the sufferings of Christ because Jesus is the only acceptable sin offering. I can teach you from now till 7. I have enough message for that. Now we just go and do few revamp for 30 minutes. We start again. And if it's prayer, some of you will not be sleeping. But it's word. Raw word. Such a word without rhema. And God created the world. Look at that. Your brain will just be alert. No, is it possible to teach rhema for 4 hours? Yeah, there may be people like that too, who just sorry, let us worship them. You have all those chap is you see that when you see them, cut 25 minutes sermon, they are done. Nothing to say. You have acquired to retire, so you don't retire from your empire with an umpire in despair. You can't find so much to take 4 hours. But you have to reserve some for that Sunday. Because you must keep the business moving. If it's Bible, Habakkuk. Boring. Hebrews 9:26. Come on. So I said he is the only acceptable sin offering. Hebrews 9:26. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world, as he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Read 26 again, everybody. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, say once. Shout once. Shout once. Now, once in the end of the world, as he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Wow. I love the way message, I don't always read message. See the way message put this, Hebrews 9:26. Say, but instead, he sacrificed himself once and for all, summing up all the other sacrifices in this sacrifice of himself. The final solution of sin. He said the final solution of sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, don't think sin. Think forgiveness. Hallelujah. Don't think sin. Think I am forgiven. Why? He did it once. Final solution to sin in Christ. What can I do to overcome my sin? Do nothing. Look unto Jesus. Praise God. Looking unto Jesus. What can I do to be forgiven? Don't try to look unto Jesus. I have told you, you have better things to meditate upon. A Christian that is still, once you have sin, once sin is part of your worry, you will never be free. You will never be able to walk in power. I tell you the truth, the big men of God that oppress the power of God easily, although they are not Christocentric, they have that righteousness, consciousness. They just don't preach it. Amen? That was Pastor Steve Jason that told him. He said he has heard Apostle Sule said himself that I know that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I know I cannot go to hell, but he doesn't teach it. Have you ever, if you see any man of God that works miracles, at that point, when he wants to move power, do you hear him confessing his sin? Do you hear him saying, well, God, I know I'm nothing but a pencil in your hand. I know you. You will hear audacious speech, righteousness. But they don't teach it. And that's a sin. That's bad. Because you are insulating people from the reason why you are flowing. Well, you will now be prescribing 40 days fasting and prayer for them, like I'm doing for you right now. You will now be prescribing fasting and prayer. Don't look at a lady. Clear the road skirt, fadon haircut. This is what is in the Milky Way. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So you have better things to meditate upon. Think about healing the sick. If you have not prayed in tongues for 12 hours stretch, I challenge you this June, do it. Bashim is it. Where did I even start from you? No, I will attach, I will find somebody that will make you do six. This June, plan it. If maybe the only time you did 6 hours, 12 hours, my retreat tour, maybe it's in a big program. Plan it this month. Amen. Emoji, plan it. Break your prayer record. Huh? You look at me like a kitty cat. Plan it. Plan it. Break your prayer record. Atolu, it's not. I'm not putting a yoke on you, which neither your fathers are not able to bear. So, take away the cell phone from your chic. No, that is Acts 15. Say a yoke on us, which neither we nor our fathers can bear. Hallelujah. Your fathers have bear this one. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray in tongues for 12 hours minimum here. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, minimum. Huh? So, you see that people are bearing it? Ma? Alone? On your own, though, not in program. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, someone has come down. 5, 6. No, I'm encouraging you. Pastor Ezekiel, I've not done it before. I'll sack you right away. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think about such things. Let that be your own meditation. Amen. Praise God. We start praying now. If we start praying because of sleep, we pray till 4. Not a.m. p.m. So we said we can just do the 12 hours we are talking about. Or you should say yes. You think it's just about doing Holy Ghost, brother. Hear the word. So I don't become like Alexander John Dewey tomorrow. I say I'm the Elijah that is to come. Hallelujah. You're all awesome. Thanks a lot. It's nice. But well, I think the person should have made it easy. That means I could have. Let me start your day by the Spirit. Ojut, you took. Now he was testing. Now he was on the production line. He had to test. That is his job. Okay, praise God. So God gave you a commission. Matthew 28, Mark 16, focus on it. Don't focus on sin. Focus on the workings of miracles. Say, I have a new focus. Say, I focus on Christianity. Say, I focus on praying in tongues. So the new creation is more than someone just depending on God. We exist by God. We exist in God. Hallelujah. Say, I exist sufficient in God. Now, back to 1 John 1, 9. Is that peace? Are we in face? Are we in face? Jesus. Okay, that's too technical for you. I mean, is everything all right? Okay, back to 1 John 1, 9. So, well, we have seen in the writer series that 1 John chapter 1 was addressing a group of unbelievers that believes there is nothing called sin. Rejoice, are you with me? So, a group of unbelievers that believes that there is nothing called sin. And sadly enough, they have been sandwiched between the saints. They have been sandwiched. They are in the same congregation as the church. See 1 John 2, verse 19. Just like you should have some free thinkers in church now. Like Brausi, where is he? Brausi, would you find him in Jesus' name and bring him home, reconcile him in Jesus' name. Okay, 1 John 2:19. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Hallelujah. So there is a congregation of believers plus unbelievers. So they were with them. Praise God. Of light and darkness. Of the word and against the word. They were all in the same circle. Now, that same 1 John, see 2 verse 26. These things have I written unto you concerning them that what? Seduce you. The word seduce them means concerning them that tries to lead you to go astray. Concerning them that tries to cause you to wander away. Praise God. Concerning them that tries to lead you into error. So he was not referring to a Christian in 1 John 1:9 when he was saying, if you confess your sin. He was talking about those in that same circle who are saying there is no necessity for redemption. Praise God. See, that same 1 John 1 verse 10. 1 John 1:10. If we say we have, read your version, yes? So, this is different from the new creation's confession of righteousness. This is a man that is saying, I don't need the blood of Jesus. That's the man in 1 John 1. Praise God. So they were denying the reality of sin, and that will imply denying the necessity of redemption. You should write that down, rejoice. Do you know what I said? Let me say it so you can know what I said. They were denying the reality of sin, which implies they were denying the necessity for redemption. That's strong. Such a man cannot be forgiven. So John was telling them that all mankind was guilty before God. Wow. He now emphasizes the fact that man needs forgiveness and cleansing. Praise God. Say every man needs forgiveness. Say, but some of us has received the forgiveness. Good. So you cannot take 1 John 1:9 literally at all. Now, I show you something in Leviticus 16, verse 21. Go there. What he says in 1 John 1:9 is that he says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from how many unrighteousness? All unrighteousness. Now, but confession is not actually something that started from the New Testament. See Leviticus 16, verse 21 in the Old Testament. That is confession in the New Testament. That is homologio. Yes. We have homologio. That is to say the same thing as another. That means to agree, to say it in two places, to say it in your heart and to say it in your mouth. Now, see Leviticus 16, 21. And Aaron shall what? Lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgression in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send them away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. Praise God. So they confess. Aaron will do what? Confess the sins of the people upon the head of the live goat. But like I said, in the New Testament, confession is homologio, which is to say something in two places. To say with your mouth what you have believed in your heart. So, now, I want to show you something here. Are you with me? Are you ready? Now, so to confess sins in 1 John 1:9 is not to talk about the details of sin. Because now we are in a dilemma right now. You can say, okay, the believer is not to confess sins. But the unbeliever that wants to be born again must what? Confess sin. Let's see it. John 12:42. Let's see how the word confession is used. Confess. Are you ready? You just have to be ready. No, I'm here. Joshua, don't write empty space. Don't write empty space. Just faking me. Just writing nothing. Okay, John 12:42. I mean, if you have not taken water since yesterday. MCN. Glory. Hallelujah. But she means that this year. Oh God. Who will deliver you from my hand? Okay, please, when is the money you get water? Okay? In the morning now, nobody is selling water right now. Eh? And okay, where will you buy? You came with it. Rain water. Correct one. Who came with bitter cola? Oh, you came with it? Good. Is it enough for go around? Hallelujah. That is your food. That is your breakfast. Amen. Are you eating? Well, don't bring it out yet, though. Don't worry. It looks like you are bringing out a shammy, Josh. Oh, glory to God. Okay, John 12:42. And it is, it has been your best night so far. Fast is good on you. For your sake, we do it again. It's good. Oh, John 12:42. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believe on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. From that place, what are they not confessing? Him. Him. Good. Acts 23:8. See something here. I want to show you something here. What they are not confessing is written there. Him. See Acts 23:8. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit. But the Pharisees confess both. So, what is the fruit of the confession of the Pharisee? That there is what? Resurrection of angel and spirit. That's the way it looks like there. Now, go to John 1:20. John 1:20. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed what? I am not the Christ. What was his confession? I am not the Christ. Shikena. What is the object of that verb? Confession. I am not the Christ. See 1 John 2:23. Okay, I'll wait for you. So, to confess is not to enumerate. It's just to say something. Amen, amen. You know, some people, I've seen some people now that have slept, now they are agile. So, that's good. So, just take your own 5 minutes. I won't fight you for 5 minutes. Why is 6.5 minutes? For you, Osha. No more kingdom. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, no more kingdom waiting. If you sleep in church. Who is doing call and responses? 1 John 2:23. Whosoever denies the Son, the same acts not the Father. 1 John 2:23. But he that acknowledge the Son as the Father also. So, to confess a thing is not to explain the thing fully. It is just to confess it. Go to 1 John 4 verse 2. It's just to say it. 1 John 4 verse 2. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that what? Confess. That, what's the confession? Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. He is the Spirit of God. See verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is a spirit, that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. See 1 John 5:15. 1 John 5:15. 1 John 5:15. Whosoever shall confess that what? Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Verse 7 of 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John 5, 4:15. That's 4:15. I said 5, sorry. 4:15. 4:15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, dwelleth in him and he in God. See 2 John 1, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Please, from all you have read, if you want to use another word for confess there, what will you use? What can you use? Any simple word? Sir? To say. Okay, now use that mindset, carry that mindset to 1 John 1:9. So, what is John telling them to say? Look at it. Be intelligent. Huh? Because see from verse 7. But if we walk in the light, are you there? Everybody, look at the Bible, please. Don't get tired. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, Christ his Son, cleanse us from all sin. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So if we, what did he write in verse 8? If we what? Say, we have no sin. So what should you say? Huh? So how does verse 9 put I have sin? How does verse 9 put the word I have sin? Be intelligent. Okay. I said verse 9. See. Okay, calm down. Verse 8. He said, if we say that we have no sin. Okay. If we are saying we have no sin. Sir, don't sleep. Oh. Sir, are you with us? Okay, you are trying to ramp down. Don't ramp down. Okay. So if we say that we have no sin. So what should you say? That they have sin. How does verse 9 put what they should say? Our sin. Simple. So, what should they confess? Our sin. It's not, this is where I'm just simply going. It's not talking about, no, there's a way Yoruba people see confession. Like, to confess your sin will be what, to what? To chant what you have done from, not even from Beto, from pre-ancestral, you confess the sins of your ancestors, that of, you know, the sin of your dad and mom, because have you heard, oh, Jesus, there's bondage, yo. How do you tell a man to redeem himself because his father did not legally wed his mother? How is that the business of the guy? And at the end of the day, they will still bring money. How many of you have done redemption of the firstborn before? They redeem you. Firstborn redemption. You redeem yourself. You redeem your firstborn. Hallelujah. So, they are simply to confess our sin. It's not to talk about everything they have done, but to just acknowledge that, yes, I have sinned. Say, if you will confess, if you will say that I have sinned, that will mean you are saying, yes, I need the blood. Then Jesus is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all the details of unrighteousness. It is Jesus that handles the details. You don't have to handle it. The unbeliever does not have to handle all those details. All the unbeliever needs to do is to say, yes, I have sinned. Let me not go out of. See Romans 3, verse 19. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 3:19. Now we know. So open your big Bible. Your Bible is too big not to be for you to not to be opened. Romans 3:19, sir. Let me wait for everybody. Romans 3:19. Are you using your Bible, sir? Are you sure? Okay, thank you, sir. Romans 3:19. Want to go, everybody? Yes. Now we know that whatsoever things said the law is said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty. Oh, glory to God. So he was saying every man needs redemption. Who is guilty before God? All the world. Every man needs forgiveness. So John was telling them that sin was our identity and we need forgiveness. Remember that song? Every man needs forgiveness. Kindness of the Savior. The hope of nations. Okay, now, Acts 4, verse 12. Savior, he has moved the mountain. Our God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Acts 4 verse 12. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we may be saved. Praise God. So, what should they confess? Our sin. I sinned. Not I lied, I did. No, our sin. So John is not supporting what you are doing in our church today. No. Don't use John as your backup. Praise God. Who did not get what I just said? Okay. Which part did I lose you, Sajera? Everything. Last statement. Okay, I said, I remember the last statement. Yes. Don't use 1 John 1:9 as an excuse to tell people to be chanting their sins, the details of their sin in church. 1 John 1:9 is not talking about details of sins. It's talking about acknowledgement of the presence of sin in humanity. That's why he didn't even say your sin. He said our sin. Hallelujah. Common identity. What is general? It's not talking about individuals. Our. Like, I actually checked the Greek. That our has its own Greek word on its own. You can check it. Our sin. Praise God. Oh, Leviticus 16, verse 15. So, and the duty of the Savior will be to cleanse man from all unrighteousness. So, that is the point. Jesus has laid claims on the sin of the world already. He has confessed all your sins already. Because, remember, in the Old Testament, it is not man that confesses sin before God. See Leviticus 16, verse 15. I will rush now. This is the way to start a retreat. Leviticus 16, 15. Are you there? Good. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the sins of the people. Please look, open your Bible. Look at your neighbor. Your neighbor should open his Bible. Your neighbor should open. If you have no neighbor, then see who is your neighbor over there? Jesus. Okay. You are eating. Thank you. Open. This is spiritual growth. Opening your Bible is there. Leviticus 16, 15. Want to go? Yes. Okay. And sprinkle it on the mercy seat. Before the mercy seat. See verse 16? Yes. Make atonement for the holy place. Because of the uncleanliness. See verse 17? Yes. No man. So, who does the confession? The high priest. Who does the confession on behalf of the people? The high priest. Amen. See how you are looking at us like you are a high priest. Batolu. You want to collect our tithe. Let's go 16, verse 20. So, you'll be allowing the tithe of the people bringing money to your bank to be entering voicemail. You are not obeying God. Bounces to. That's a top press account, something like that. Leviticus 16:20. Ojute. Want to go? Yes, 20. When he had made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. 21. And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgression in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. 22. And the goat shall bear upon him all their... How many? How many? Unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. Hallelujah. So who is the high priest? Jesus. Who does the goat signify to? Same Jesus. So what is your own duty in your sin? Nothing. Just stay outside. Say, I've got no duty. Say, I've got no duty. Oh, glory to God. You are just to receive. Man is to receive. No man can join him in that confession business. Rush back to Hebrews 9, verse 7. Hebrews 9, verse 7. If it is not boring, it is not Bible study. You can argue that. I know it's arguable. And quote me. I said, if it is not boring to your flesh, some of us can wash what is the name, that name? Infinity War. How many times? Infinity War, how many times have you watched it? Don't say once. How many girls have you taken there? Just tell me. Bro. Okay, you just confess. You acknowledge that you are number one. You are the first victim of Henry. No, that one is on Facebook, so I'm not disclosing your secret. It is open already. Hebrews 9, verse 7. But into the second, let me read the Amplified version of this one. Listen to me. But into the second division of the tabernacle, none but the high priest goes, only once a year, and never without taking a sacrifice of blood with him, which he offers for himself and for the errors and the sins of the ignorance and thoughtlessness which the people have committed. Read verse 25 for me. 25. KJV, want to go? Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy place every year with the blood of others. Hallelujah. 26. Yes. But now, once in the end of the age, had he appeared once. Hallelujah. So please, I know you're not writing, but write this down. The high priest alone embarks on this responsibility for men. Write this down like that way. I love one thing that Tola told me during the week. She said she was teaching something. She said you just pick a note and she just lectured that guy word for word, 2 hours. Have so the high priest alone embarks on this duty for men. Alone. Put that word alone. Alone. So in the New Testament, Jesus is the high priest. Praise God. He is the mediator. He does the confession. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. This is nice. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Are you there? 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. For there is one God. The man. I have BB translation. He said there is one God and one peacemaker. Hallelujah. Say one peacemaker. Shout one peacemaker. Everybody's alert now. No more sleeping. That's nice. Say one peacemaker. Hallelujah. The message I want to say, there is one God and only one priest mediator between God and us, Jesus Christ. So the responsibility of it chanting sins, if there is anything like that, is on Jesus. It's not on you. It's Christ alone. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Read verse 6 for me. Who gave himself a ransom? See this translation? He said, he sacrificed himself for all people to make them free from their sins. This message is valid for every era. Hallelujah. Say, this message is valid. It's valid. Say, it's valid. So, if you enter a camp of millionaires today, same message. Hallelujah. Same message. Forgiveness of sin made free. Hallelujah. If you enter the big gates, sir, I know the Lord is with you. You guys don't even need forgiveness. You don't even have sin at all. You know, sin is dead. You know, you don't need forgiveness. You're just blessed. Yeah? Just so. No, every man needs forgiveness. Every man. Say this message is valid for every era. You must not twist your message. I was trying to play something for you on the TV before we started, but I couldn't find it on my system. That's Pastor Nyan, the man, the message, and the ministry. 3.5 hours sermon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of you have been thinking about whether to go back to Islam right now. Because there was strong emphasis on ministry. So men are only to put their everlasting trust and anchor on that woman who has the ability to confess all sins, past, present, and future. So go to 1 John 2, verse 1. I was so close, don't worry. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are going to have a great time today. Oh, such a great time. We're going to pray, 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 pray. Yes, I didn't think, there's no, the rest will not be more than 2 hours. So I'm sure you make good use of it to meditate, not to sleep. 1 John 2, verse 1. You are so convenient in your unbelief, both of you. And sacrifice, you are joining them. But that's what, see your wife. he's awake. 1 John 2, verse 1. My little children, let's read together. Yes. This is. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Read verse 2. Propitiation. I read the version for you. Say, my children, I am writing this to you so that you won't sin. But if you do sin, Jesus Christ always does the right thing, and he will speak to the Father for us. Hallelujah. Say, he has spoken. Hallelujah. He will not speak. Amen. He has spoken. And verse 2 says, Christ is a sacrifice that takes away our sin and the sin of the whole world. Say, same blood, same humanity. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 21. Everybody must be on the same terms. We must all be on the same terms with this. This is what you should sing about. This is what you should meditate on. This is same message. Yeah, I cannot preach anything without mentioning this. 5:21. Want to go? Yes. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in reality, after the unbeliever is saying, I have sinned, he should proceed to say, but Jesus paid for my sin. So now I'm trying to finish that 1 John 1 now. To say, I have sinned is not enough. You must now accept what Jesus has done for your sin. Sorry, I had to separate those two concepts just for. See Romans chapter 10. What saves is what the Savior has done to your sin. To acknowledge your sinful state is not salvation, but it is to proceed to what the Savior has done, even acknowledge that I need redemption. Praise God. So, even believe you sinned, don't dig down in hopelessness. Not talking to you, talk to the unbeliever, which is not here, of course. Maybe it's on live stream. So, I don't believe you sinned. You don't dig down in hopelessness. No. You don't reject what God has done about sin. Like, this is just so serious. It's so, I mean, just so nice. What you are to do, what the unbeliever is to do, is not to say no to the sacrifice. It's not to call that sacrifice a lie. Romans 10, verse 6. Ooh, I love this. Say, please open your Bible. Open this one. Ensure your neighbor open. Romans 10, 6. Yeah. Are you there? Stop this. Good. Want to go? Let's read. Yes.
But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Verse 7, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. See, please, see 6 and 7, get it right. But the righteousness of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in your heart, who will do this thing? Don't say it's impossible. What is in verse 6? Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. What's that? What's that? Don't say the incarnation is an impossibility. And this, and verse 7, which is the grand finale. He said, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. Don't deny what? The resurrection. Don't deny it was God that became a man, and don't deny he came from the dead. It's just so simple. He said, say not in your heart. Wow. I wish you can just guess this. He said, hey guy, he did everything. Don't say all he did is a lie. What must you say? Verse 8. But what seeth it? The word is near thee. Who? Even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Caruso. Verse 9. That if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe with thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be. Verse 10. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto. 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. 12. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. 13. Want to go? For whosoever shall call him shall be saved. Hallelujah. So don't say it is not done. Praise God. Don't say it cannot be done. Don't say it is not done. You don't say it cannot be done. So what the old world of sinners actually needs to do is to know and trust and believe in him who is the only propitiation for all sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not to start confessing sins like an Egyptian monk. Is it clear right now? First John 9, you can explain that to anybody right now. Good. Because can you even remember, who can remember all the sins he ever committed? So you are not called to take the responsibility for sins, for your sins before God. No. You are called to take responsibility for his righteousness. Amen, amen. Because that is who you are right now. Please play the keyboard for me. It is time to dump religion. It is really time to dump religion. You cannot partner with anywhere, with any church, with any parole, where they are pulling down what Jesus has done. Anyone that is magnifying sin is pulling down the power of the blood. Anyone magnifying sin is pulling down the power of the blood in the minds of people. You can't partner. It is deliberate, it is doing a deliberate injustice to redemption. Your ministry, your support, your giving, you must only promote what has been said. You must promote what you believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You must only spend your strength to promote truth. Alaji, spend your strength to promote truth. Waste your strength where they are pulling down what Jesus did. Ignorance is not an excuse, brethren. It's not. Oh, glory to God. 1 Corinthians 15:34.
Savior, he has moved a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, say,
he has moved.
He has moved them. My God, my to say, forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus, Savior, yeah, he has moved them. My God is mighty to say, yeah, forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus.
Very soon we'll be praying about staying true to the ministry of Jesus. Staying true to this ministry of Jesus. Staying true.
I ought to have taken a message on that relate to some of the things that is happening today. You know, among world folks, I may get emotional in between, so I just left that. So I will just teach normal salvation. But with this, I will tell you, stay true to this message. This is the only hope for mankind. It's the only hope. You can't be quiet where they are pulling down this message, brethren. You can't. It's beyond them.
Oh, glory. 1 Corinthians 15, 34. Please, just read this. Come on. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. I work to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. It's a sin for a man to walk devoid of knowledge. The sin there is to walk without the knowledge of God. I work to righteousness. Sin not. Because he said, is it not verse 30? Check verse 30. What's there? Where is evil communication? Is that 33? Huh? 33, right? Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communication. It is evil when it speaks or contradicts the cause of Jesus. When it contradicts redemption, it is evil. It is evil. It is the greatest evil on earth. Evil is not necessarily in shams.
Oh. I wish our eyes can be open to see this. A lot of you here, even when you see some of my baby posts on Facebook, that I'm so voracious, or you just avoid it. Yes, Pastor. Let's leave that one. Well, I wish this passion enters you today, so you can see what we are seeing. This is the same gospel that some people quitted their life to preach, to promote. Some people quitted they quit everything. Just name it. Some people were killed. Some people laid down their lives. Acts 20:32. Savior, you move the mountains. My God is mighty to save.
is mighty to save forever. Altar of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Want to go? Let's read Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. So you can see that it is the word of grace that builds up, not acquire to refire. I'm still upset. Not really upset. I'm still sad over a man of God. Somebody, and you're not crying. Somebody commented on your, he said, I enjoy your church. I'm not a Christian. I've been coming. I'm so free. Jesus. And I will ask such a man, somebody will not say, calm down. You don't know what Jesus did. Imagine. I didn't think that guy came. I didn't think it's one soul that he went there. See, it's comfortable. Then we can question the salvation of everybody there. Everybody. See what he did. Why are you shy to talk about sin? Sin! Why are you saying no, sin is an archaic topic? No, that's a type of grace. There's some grace that they don't talk about sin. But they just say, yes, you are good. You are going somewhere to happen. God loves you. And yes, me and my wife Victoria. That is disgrace. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1 to 4. I deliver unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have believed, and wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain, in vanity. For I deliver unto you, first of all, how Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture, and he was buried, and he rose again, according to his, for our sins. How can you say you are doing ministry? You are like, see, grace, listen to me, everybody. Listen. Juliet, are you here? Grace is not sweet salmon. It's not sweet salmon. I will heavily agree with what Pastor E.W.F. Kumi said called grace. He said, God's riches at Christ's expense. That is grace. Not you are good. You are fine. You will make it. I didn't say you should not make it. But the message. Jesus talked about sin. The apostles did. You are saying your own grace avoids sin. You are doing entrepreneur. You are going to see eternal failure from us. Because if such a man, if God commends him in heaven for what he did, then we can question our salvation. Because the same scripture that told us how to do ministry also told us the validity of our salvation. The same word. So if one is false, the other one can be false. Then we can also just all go to hell. Hallelujah. Say, stay true to the message, to the ministry. It's not a time to allow sentiments. I talk about who I delivered from power. The man I talk about was almost my father. Like, I can say he's my father. How can you quote who has delivered from power of darkness? And you say, yeah, I decree and declare, God will deliver you. What's that? This thing is beyond you. It's beyond relationship. It's beyond me and my wife. It's beyond personality. It is the gospel. We don't do sentiments here. What is that said is what he has said. If it is lie, if it's a lie, then we are all doomed. But if it is truth, oh, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, believed on the word. They preached him. So I preached Jesus. Bear your feet, everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I stay true to the message of Christ. I stay true to the message of Christ. Pray in tongues, everybody. I stay true to the message of Christ. I stay true to the message of Christ. I stay true to the message of Christ. I stay true to the message. I stay true. Right, Joshua, come here. I stay true. Praying tongues. I stay true to the message of Christ. La pala se que pile yo so copile ro se que pila catila so tila ro se poli yo so copila ta catita la ro se que pile mal 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 so pile ro se que pile mal so pile ro se que pila ta te casta shatile mal so pile ro so que pila ma catila mal mal so pala ro se que tamale mal mal so pala ti casa pita co ro se que pale mal banda que se que ti la pola ro so pale mal mal so pile ro se que pata catita mal mal so que pala da ye bola rose bola dagabao.